All right, we'll go ahead. You know, it was a very pleasing, you know, start. Obviously, we've covered a lot of bases between now and when we started in mid-April. And as we got to phase two, then the onset of phase three with the OTAs and so forth. So, you know, the mandatory camp, it just provides kind of in our this year for us kind of a finality to the spring type football, whatever you call it. And, you know, we have meetings in the evening and things like that that are a little bit more things that are required, I guess. But I've been pleased. I thought it was a good day today. The freshness and so forth, you know, really literally since Wednesday, since we had, practice football. So that over that period of time and came back and I thought I was just pleased with it today. It was a hot, humid day, kind of a preview for the new players and young players of what, you know, training camp in August brings, July, August brings. So those it was good. The next 3 days will be very similar to what we face, you know, kind of give them an idea.
Said a few weeks ago you felt like Mixon needed to work on his conditioning a little bit or get back up to speed, and I think he was saying today he's dropped about 8 or 10 pounds. Do you feel like he's kind of where he needs to be?
I think he's worked hard, and you know, I think you know, since the initial rookie camp, you know, that's the, you know, thing. I think from that point on he's been, you know, he's done a nice job. And you know, it's part of when you don't practice and play football, you know, you got to do that to get into that kind of conditioning and shape, particularly as a runner when his and everything is reaction. So much of what he does is reaction, I should say.
No contact, Coach. What have you like to see out of your Carl Lawson, Jordan Willis, Ryan, kind of your rookie D lineman, for as much as I guess that you can tell at this point?
Well, I think, you know, you're looking for the burst, the ability, the flexibility, the things that way, how they are using their hands and playing with, whether against blocks with extension and the things, all the things that come up there. And I you know, Carl, I think, has done fine, you know, tremendous all the way through. Jordan Willis, the last, the light is on now, which is great. You know, Jordan's biggest thing is to, he wants to do right. And now he's got a good understanding of what to do it. And you can see him applying it over the last 3 or 4 practices of how to do it. And so he's playing what we need him to do as far as playing speed, playing faster, and doing the things we want him to do.
Coach, you get a guy like Carl, pass rusher. Do you worry that working on linebacker might take away from his pass rush ability?
No. I don't.
What is it about his ability that makes him be able to play? You know, it seems like he made a pretty smooth transition back there to linebacker. What is it about?
Well, he's played on his feet in this defense at Auburn, so, I mean, it's not anything real that foreign to him that we're asking him to do. He's a smart guy. He's conscientious. And, you know, he needs a every down position. I don't think he's, right now quite the frame to be an every down defensive end in the NFL. And I think he's got a great opportunity to affect the game in the positions we're playing him at.
I think he could eventually get there.
I don't think he needs to.
A guy like Cody, how important was it for him to get in those last – YJ was out last year and get some experience as a rookie?
Well, it was, you know, the playing experience Cody got last year, Cody Core got, was been very beneficial to him. I think beneficial to everybody on the football team, to you know, be able to see his abilities and so forth, and really give him the confidence to come out and work in the off season and know that he can achieve higher goals. You know, he's got a higher level of plays out there for him. He just says he has the physical tools, and I'm sure in his own mind he always believed that. But, you know, until you get your opportunity on an NFL field and you can go out there and play winning football in the game, you know, it probably stays in the back of your mind. So it was good for him and good for, I know, the quarterback and so forth, for Andy to get a trusting level in him. And, you know, I think everybody benefited from it.
Is it kind of the same for the coaches where you watch him practice and you think, hey, think this guy can do it.
Well, from the very onset, I mean, that's why we, you know, similar situation to Josh Malone. As far as we went into the draft, you know, we felt like here was a guy that maybe was somewhat a little bit overlooked and had physical tools to play at a higher level. We've had good luck with a lot of guys like that. And, you know, that are similar body types and have come in here as young players and gotten an opportunity to do, you know, continue to carve out and gain more reps and more opportunity and take advantage of it.
How much smoother have these phases been coaching-wise from year, now in year two from year one? There was quite a bit of change on your staff last year. So how have you seen, you know, that element of the staff and installations and things like that?
Well, I think the key thing I think all the time is you know, you can't assume. We have to start from scratch all the time. But I think everybody kind of know what's expected. I think the coaches and the urgency of them getting the guys going and to the right spots all the time is important. And I think they've done a good job of that. Our off season has been, you know, very productive, and feel good where our guys are physically. They're going to have to maintain this for a period of time, and come back in here when we, you know, kick it off in July, ready to go.
What's your biggest concern as a coach with this period between the time minicamp ends and when training camp begins?
You just don't want to see someone that has an injury, you know, has an injury that's going to slow him down at the start of the season, that keeps him unavailable for us when we begin, you know, something that happens. But, you know, knock on wood, we're in good repair, the word would be, you know, with 89 guys, and we had, you know, 86 of them, 85 of them working in some fashion today, and the other four working in their fashion in rehab, and they all are in good position to be ready to go when we begin training camp. And so that's what we need to be pleased with.
Have you ever had a situation where most of them leave minicamp healthy and then one of them comes back with not a football injury but some weird injury, like they got injured playing basketball or...
Well, I don't think playing basketball, but, you know, there can be injuries,
you know, some...
working, some kind of working out. I mean, there's no question about that. You know, I don't recall a specific one, but I know we've had... You know, that's why you got to reserve judgment to when you open up training camp. Them being able to part of their physical test is the physical test that we give as part of their physical when we come back. And, you know, we're not going to check all the boxes until they do.
This may seem like an obvious question, but Andy's going into his seventh year now. I mean, how have you seen him grow and mature over the years? How different is he than when he was, he came here when he was 22? Now he's a father of two kids. I mean, just what's the progression been like there?
Well, I think his, you know, again, just, you know, and I've, he takes the bull by the horns, and I think that's important. I think he, you know, he knows that he's got to be the leader of the football team. And, you know, he's grown, you know, from where he, you know, he didn't need to do that early on because he had to focus on him playing quarterback and so forth. And so many times of just, you know, just focus on doing your job, being Andy and so forth, keeping yourself within yourself. But now he can go out. He's outward, both against the defense, with the rest of the offensive football team. And that's good. You know, those guys want to be led, and he's done a good job of that. And I'm happy and pleased with him, you know, that way to continue. I continually encourage him to continue to know that they want to be led and keep it up. But he knows that. He's aware of that.
His first year, I mean, with the lockout, coming into a team that had a lot of veterans, did you tell him back then to be more vocal, things like that, or did you just kind of have to let him learn?
No, he would ask that question then. What we told Andy was just focus on being Andy and being the quarterback. And, you know, the rest of the things will take care of himself. The rest of the football team knew how talented he was, you know, when they watched him practice and watched him. But yet, you know, he was a rookie, and number 18 was a rookie then. And so, so everybody had to get behind him and believe in him. And for me, you know, he's grown immensely through those times.
The defensive guys are talking about how this year seems smoother, that the guys seem to know a little bit more in sync out there with the scheme. Do you sense that the second time around for some of these guys, like Jim was talking about, it's the same coaches. Do you see that on defense, that they're a little ahead of the game?
Well, I think the thing is you can't assume that. As I said, you can't assume that everybody understands it. They got to continue to work at it day in and day out. And, you know, we have to stay on the page defensively, stay on the same page all the time. And that's important. So, again, we're, you know, this what you do now and then take it into the season is another step. And so we got to take it into the season.
Okay.